It's just, well, she hadn't had a date in a year. A year! To calm her nerves, she drew in a deep breath and focused on the red checkered tablecloth. A votive candle flickered on the windowsill to her right, the flame reflecting off the tinted glass. The parking lot stretched beyond, where her date's car was not in one of the available spots. It was silly to get this worked up over a first date, especially with Tom. She'd gone to elementary and high school with him. His parents still lived down the street from hers. Strange how he'd never shown any interest in her romantically, yet out of the blue he'd asked her out this week. Then again, most everyone in town viewed her as the sweet Cosette girl, everyone's friend. Thus, the no date in a year. It was hard to get a guy to think about kissing her, never mind imagining her naked, when she had platonic all but tattooed on her forehead. The waitress strolled over in her apron, holding a notepad in her hand.
"Are you waiting on someone, sweetie pie?"
"Yes," she smiled, and grabbed her cell on the table. Tom was 5 minutes late. He should be here any minute.
"Oh, is it a date?"
Mavis planted a hand on her plump waist and grinned, the wrinkles around her eyes growing to crevices. Gabby wasn't sure how old Mavis was. No one really knew. But she never seemed to age past the state from when Gabby was a child. Gabby opened her mouth to answer, but Tom strode toward her, weaving around tables and plopping in the seat across the booth.
"Couldn't find you at the bar. I wasn't expecting a table."
It was still early, and Le Italy didn't get that crowded even on a Friday night. How hard could it possibly have been to locate her?
"Give us a sec," she told Mavis, and waited for her to step away.
Tom had blonde hair, too short for her preference, and a thin mouth. His unremarkable brown eyes darted around the restaurant and back to her. He made no attempt to apologize for being late, and it appeared as if he'd just come from work. His jeans and t-shirt were paint-splattered, the hazard of working for his dad's commercial painting and roofing company.
"Thanks for meeting me."
He took off his ball cap and scratched his head. Why did that sound undate-like?
"Sure thing. How's work going?"
Her gaze dipped to his hands, no better off than his clothes. Maybe she should have picked shooters after all. Something felt very, very off as her belly twisted. Not with nerves this time. Confused, Gabby's mind scrolled through their conversation from earlier in the week, when he'd brought his dog into the vet clinic where she worked. As he was checking out, he'd anxiously spun around to face her and asked if she could meet him.
"Good work's good."
He put his hat back on and glanced outside.
"Getting to be warmer out, so the jobs are picking up."
Perhaps he was just nervous, too? Her tension drained a degree. Mavis returned and asked for a drink order. Tom lifted his hand to wave her off.
"Nothing for me, thanks. I can't stay long. Got a poker game with the guys tonight. I need to shower before they show up."
The forced smile Gabby had plastered on her face began to wilt, like her mom's petunias in August. What did he mean he couldn't stay long? And why would he ask her out and schedule a card game on the same night? Plus, he could shower for his friends, but not her? Mavis divided her gaze between them, a mix of bewilderment and irritation lifting her brows. She tapped her pen to her pad as the silence hung.
"Can I get you something?" She focused on Gabby, her tone indicating she should order something.
"I'll have a sweet tea, thank you."
When the waitress walked away, Gabby looked at Tom.